So the Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bava Kama, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Tes. Masari, what if the person gave over the shard to one of the four shamrim? Remember who the four shamrim are, the four custodians? Could be gave it over l'shamer chinam, to a shamer chinam. That's a shamer who watches for nothing. He's doing the person a favor and says, I'll watch the shard. V'l'shayel, or to someone who borrowed the shard to use, or l'naisa sachar, to a shamer sachar, someone who's getting paid to watch it. V'l'saicher, or someone who's renting the shard. Either way, while these shamrim were supposed to be watching the shard, it went out and it did damage. The din is, nichnesu, these shamrim enter and take over the responsibility, tachas the bailam instead of the bailam. The bailam don't have to pay, but the shamrim does. So muyid, if it's a shard muyid, mishalim, the shamrim has to pay like a muyid, nezek shalom. V'tam, if it's a tam, mishalim, then the shamrim is going to pay chotzi nezek. See, when you're a makabel shard and you say, I'm going to watch it, whether you're doing the person a favor, whether you're borrowing it, whether you're being paid to watch it, or you're renting it. So you understand. You have to watch the shor, it shouldn't get hurt, and you also have to take a chrayis that it doesn't hurt others. Vayter zakta mishnah. Kisharu ba'olav b'maseira. Let's say the Bailam tied the shor with a rope called a maseira. That's a thick, strong rope. It's actually made out of hair. He tied the shor by its neck. Normally a shark can't get away when it's tied with a rope like this around its neck. But it could happen. A shark is very strong and it breaks out. In other words, it's a strong rope, but it's not an iron chain. So in this case, the Bailam tied it with a masera. Benoil b'fana. Or it could be, he didn't tie the shark at all with this masera rope. But he did lock the door of the barn. And karoi was with a good lock, where a normal wind wouldn't break down the door. But if it's an extra, extra strong wind, it could. So in both cases, the Bailam, they did a shmira. But it's not the best shmira that's possible to do. L'maisa v'yatza, the shard got out. Either he got out of that string, or a more than average wind knocked down the door. The shard got out, but hizik and did damage. It gored. So Rav Meir holds echad tam v'echad muyit. Whether the shard is a shard tam or a shard muyit, chayif divi Rav Meir zehalt Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds. It's not enough. He did a shmira, but he didn't do the best shmira. The only time he would be potter is if he mamish tied it with an iron chain, and somehow the shor broke out of an iron chain. Then he can say, listen, more I couldn't do. Or he sealed and locked the door in such a way that even an above average wind should have not knocked down such a door. But then robbers came and they broke open the door. Then he's potter. Because the Bailam did everything that was humanly possible. The mindset, they're just human. Whatever a human being does, there's no guarantee. Rabbi Huda is more lenient than Rav Meir. Rabbi Huda holds tam chayv. Tam is chayv is chatzin nezek. Unless a person does the best shmira, you always have to pay your chatzin nezek for your tam. But a muyat potter, Rabbi Huda holds, even though a muyat pays nezek shalom, that's if the Bailam didn't do an adequate shmira. But if they did a reasonable shmira, even though it wasn't the best shmira, he used a maseira, which is a pretty good string, even though it's not the best, it's not an iron chain. He locked the door that could stand up to a normal wind, even though it wasn't sealed in such a way that it could stand up to an above normal wind. Zok Rabbi Yehuda for a shor amuyit, he's potter. Wait a second. So you're telling me by a shor amuyit we're more lenient than with a shor tam? And the Mishnah says, yeah, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, in regard to the shor amuyit, v'lo yishmirenu balav. The Torah says that the shor amuyit, the owner of the shor amuyit, is chayiv, because he didn't guard it. V'lo yishmirenu balav, then shalom yishalom. So it's mashma, only if he didn't watch it. V'shamar huzeh, he watched it. He tied it with a pretty good rope. He locked it with a pretty good lock. Just it wasn't a chain, it wasn't the best. Now, be'emes, we need some type of a svara, but it has to make sense, l'chayr. How do we understand it? I mean, we accept what the pasuk says, whether we understand it or not, but is there a svara here that we should be more lenient with a muyat than a tam? That Rabbi Yehuda should hold a tam needs the best shmira and a muyat does not need the best shmira? So the Me'iri says a svara, the Pnei Yeshua says the same thing. A tam, so no one knows, no one on the street knows to be careful from this shar. And because they don't know to be careful from this shar, therefore there's more of a responsibility on the Bailam to make sure it doesn't do any damage. But a muyat, everyone knows. In those towns, everyone knew, uh-oh, that shar, oh boy, stay away from him. So in Mela, it's enough with the shmira prusa. Because people know to stay away from it. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Eliezer, says, Ashar Hamoyed Ein Loi Shmira El Asakin. There's no shmira at all. Even an iron chain, even a super good lock that can stand up to an above average wind is not enough. You have to shecht it. And if the Bailum didn't do that, they have to pay. Quickly chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah. The Mishnah began with the Shaila, what happens if you give over your shar to one of the shomrim, one of the custodians, and the shar goes out and does damage, who's chayiv? So we explained that if you give it over either to a shomer chinam, that's a shomer who watches something for nothing, or a shayil, someone who borrows something, a shomer sacher, one who's paid to watch something, or a sacher, someone who rents an item, and the shar went out and did damage, they have to pay instead of the bailum. On a shar muyiv, they would pay nezek shalom, and a shar tam, they would pay chatzi nezek. Now the emes is, the shomrim only have to watch up until the level that they were makabel upon themselves. Let's say a shomer chinam. A shomer chinam has to give it a little watch. Doesn't have to do a major watching. You can have a case where the shomer is patur and the bailam are chayiv. Let's say it's a shartam. We already learned in our mission a shartam requires a much better shmir. So if you gave it over to a shomer chinam, and the shomer chinam did the job of a shomer chinam, he did like a little watch, the shomer is patur, because for a shomer chinam, he did his job, but the bailam could still be chayiv. Because they were pesheya with this, that they gave over the shard to a shomer who doesn't have to watch it as good. And then we had a machloikis in our Mishnah. There actually were three opinions. Everybody in our Mishnah holds that a tam requires a shmirah m'ula, the best possible shmir. The machloikis is only in regard to a shar muyid. We said there are three shitas. Some hold the shar muyid is the same as a shar tam, and it also needs a shmirah m'ula. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a muyid doesn't need a shmirah ma'ula. A tam does, a muyid doesn't. And we ask, what's the svara? A muyid should need less of a shmirah than a tam. How could that be? So we said a svara that's brought down, the shara muyid, people know to be careful from. Memela requires less of a shmirah. Shara tam, you don't know that. You have to watch yourself from it, so the bailam have a bigger chiyuv. Whatever the case may be. Again, Reb Meir holds a shara muyid needs the better shmirah. Reb Yehuda says, while a tam needs the better shmirah, a muyid just needs an adequate shmirah, doesn't need a shmirah ma'ula. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that there is no shmirah that's good enough for a shor muyid. Ein le shmirah le sakin. It's the obligation of the balabas to remove the hezek.